back in 1927, I had a little farm, and I called that heaven. Prices up and the rain come down, I hauled my crops all into town. Got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed my kids, raised a big family. But then the rain quit, the wind got high, and them black old dust storms filled the sky. Traded my farm for a Ford machine, I poured it full of this gasoline and started rocking and rolling across the deserts and the mountains. I was heading for California. Well, away up yonder on a mountain road, red hot motor and a heavy load, I was going mighty fast, wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn a popping, commenced to rolling, picking up speed, come a hairpin turn. I didn't make it. Yeah, well, man alive, I'm telling you, them fiddles and the guitars really flew, and that Ford took off like a flying squirrel and flew halfway around the world, scattered wives and shilling, whoo, all over the side of that mountain. Well, I got to California, so dadgum broke, so dadgum hungry, I thought I'd choke. But I bummed up a spud or two, and the wife cooked up a little tater stew. It was mighty thin. So thin you could read a magazine right through it. Kind of like alphabet soup. Missing the food. Look at all the pictures. Brand new automobiles. Whiskey bottles. Half-naked women. You know, sometimes I believe that stew had been just a little bit thinner. Some of these here politicians could have seen through it. Maybe I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.